Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. This one is going to be amazing. Have you ever seen an iguana before? Oh, iguanas are super cool, ginormous lizards, and they're pretty good in the water. And we're going to meet an old friend of mine, Iggy, who is about to enter a surfing competition. Are you guys ready for Iggy, the surfing iguana? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful tropical morning on the island, and Iggy was just waking up. Today was a pretty big day for Iggy, as it was the surfing competition. But I guess not only was this just the surfing competition, it was the World Championships. And like, he'd been racing this race his whole life, and today was his last run. He had mixed feelings about today. He was excited for the race, but kind of a little sad for it to come to an end. He'd never been able to win the World Championships before, but he always had a lot of fun racing with all of his friends, and you know, being a part of the whole process was just really exciting in and of itself.
Well, I think I gotta go get my board from Connor. Oh, yeah. I hope it's all nice and waxed up.
Connor was an old friend of Iggy's who was a sea turtle and was a really good board waxer. See, an important part of surfing is that you need to wax your board so that it gives you better grip. And Connor was the best waxer around. As Iggy ate a delicious fruit salad for breakfast, he got going. You see, Iggy was a marine iguana. Marine iguanas, you might be thinking of an iguana that's green, right? Yeah, those are green iguanas, which are really cool. But Iggy, he's a marine iguana, which is a different kind of iguana. They're black with white stripes and usually like brown or tan speckles all over their body. And they have some white crests on the top of their head. They're a really cool creature. And I guess pretty good at surfing. As Iggy left his house and started walking over towards Connor's surfboard stand, he saw a bunch of friends in the distance. Hey, Iggy! Today's the big day! We're so excited to see you out there! Shouted at some of his friends.
Oh, thanks, guys. I'm gonna give it my best shot and have a lot of fun along the way. Sure, there'll be something crazy that happens.
Yeah, Iggy, you always have the best stories after your race. We can't wait to hear about them, they shouted. Iggy smiled and then walked into Connor's surfboard store.
Hey, Connor, how's my board looking today?
Dude, what's going on, bro? Iggy, come here!
Connor the sea turtle ran over to Iggy to give him a big bro hug.
Bro, I got your board all ready for you. It's gonna be totally sick. You're gonna catch the gnarliest waves. And the curls? Oh, the water's gonna be, oh, crystal today. You're just gonna tear it up out there, right, bro?
Iggy laughed and said,
well, yeah, I'll give it my best shot, but wow, you're right. You did a great job with this board, Connor. Wow, what do I owe you for this one?
Oh, Iggy, come on, man. You don't owe me anything for this. I just love doing this for my bro who's gonna just, oh, I can't wait to see you out there. You're gonna tear it up. So proud of you, Iggy. I know this is your last run, but nobody will ever forget how awesome you are. Remember the 72 race?
Yes, I do. I do. 72 was a good year. I came in second place. That was pretty close.
Second place, dude. Bro, in the world championships, you're the... I just can't even. 72, that was such a sick year. Just keep an eye out for those gnarly sharks out there. Man, remember in 85 when they took off a chunkier tail? You're not afraid of nothing.
Well, I gotta go check in at the registration, but thank you, Connor. This board, you've been so good to me over the years, and this board is going to be so fun out there. I'll see you at the finish line.
Go get 'em, Iggy! Woohoo!
Iggy grabbed his board and headed over towards registration. You see, this was not your normal, like, surfing competition of riding a wave. This was a little bit more of an endurance race. You see, they would have all the surfboards waiting out, way out in, at shore, like a mile or two out in the water. The first part of the competition was to swim out to your boards as fast as you could. So swimming was really important. Iggy was a very good swimmer. And then you would need to ride your board all the way in, catching as many waves along the way to the beach. And the first one back to the beach would win the whole prize. As all the participants lined up on the beach, Iggy was stretching and,
I don't remember having to stretch this much before. I guess that's the price you pay for having as much fun as I've had over the years.
Surfers, take your marks. Ready, set, go!
And just like that, all the racers dove into the water and started swimming as fast as they could. They had a long swim ahead to get to their surfboards, and Iggy was doing great.
Oh, this feels good to get in the water again, and
he was a very fast swimmer. You see, marine iguanas, they pull their legs in close to their body, and they swim. Think of maybe like a mermaid or a dolphin swimming. That is how they would swim. Up ahead, he could see a whole bunch of commotion.
Wait a second. Why are people turning around? What's going on up there?
Something strange was going on. A whole bunch of the racers up ahead of Iggy were spooked of something. They were turning around and heading back to the beach. Iggy chuckled as he thought those were a bunch of rookies that had never been out this deep before.
Ha, I wonder if they touched some seaweed with their tail. That must have spooked them. Well, holy Toledo, what is that up there?
Iggy had finally made it to the surfboards. He found his board and realized that nobody else was around. As he climbed atop his surfboard, all of a sudden, he felt a pull on his tail.
What the?
And got pulled underwater. Some kind of massive creature has just attacked Iggy and pulled him underwater. What in the world is gonna happen? Is he going to be okay? Is the competition canceled due to some kind of...
Are those sharks?
Oh no.
We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and let's recap about marine iguanas. Marine iguanas are amazing swimmers that can stay underwater for 45 minutes. Holy smokes, I cannot do that. That is very good and pretty impressive that they can, that's probably why they make good surfers, right? Yeah, well, hopefully that will keep Iggy alive from whatever has just pulled him under the water. I don't know what it is, but it does sound kind of like it's going to be a shark of some kind. Well, friends, you have a super duper day. I'll see you later. Bye.